Good morning and welcome to the MassHealth update related to COVID-19. Thank you for joining us today. Our presenter today is Kara Chiev from MassHealth External Training and Communications. On the line with us as subject matter experts are Denise Foley, Director of MassHealth Training and Communications, and the Health Connector subject matter expert with us today is Nikki Conti. Now I'd like to turn it over to Kara Chiev to start our presentation.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning on today's call and the MassHealth Updates presentation. I am with the External Training and Communications Department, and we'll be walking you through this presentation, highlighting MassHealth's ongoing efforts related to COVID-19 and how that relates to our applicants and member community. So moving into the agenda, I will review information about MassHealth's coverage protection, how applicants and members can self-attest to information during this emergency period for eligibility factors, information about MassHealth's hospital presumptive eligibility extensions, some updates on long-term care, in addition, information about hardship waivers for those receiving MassHealth premiums, and lastly, resources for you and really for you to provide to the clients and members you are working with. Resources include information from MassHealth as well as updated websites and links to the state's efforts during this time. Now moving into slide 3. Here, I'll start with MassHealth's COVID-19 response. Before I start, as you may be aware, to support the health and safety of our members and staff during the COVID-19 emergency, all MassHealth enrollment centers will be closed for walk-in visitors until the emergency is declared over. On slide 4, this is an updated slide, so we will be sending this out to everybody. Just wanted to remind folks, as I mentioned, our MassHealth enrollment centers will be closed for walk-in visitors until the emergency is declared over. For applicants seeking to apply for the ACA, the best, fastest, and easiest way to apply is going online using our mahealthconnector.org application. So this is an online application for members and applicants where they can create an account and move through the questions fairly quickly and get a real-time determination at completion. With the ACA application, other options to complete and submit that application is by paper, completing a paper application, sending it to the Health Insurance Processing Center in Taunton. That application can also be faxed to MassHealth at 1-857-323-8300, or applicants can call MassHealth Customer Service at the main number at 1-800-841-2900 to complete an application over the phone. Also, another option is seeking out an enrollment assister. There are a number of enrollment assisters across the state able to support and help applicants through the ACA application, using the online application as well, and supporting troubleshooting with the application. To find an enrollment assister, it is available on the mahealthconnector.org site. At the top of the website, there will be information about how to find an assister closest to the member or the applicant. Be mindful at this time. Do call ahead and request an appointment with the enrollment assisters as they may be working remotely. Moving on, for those members seeking to apply for and using our SACA application, our senior application, we do have a new fillable PDF available online off of the MassHealth website. We'll provide the link for you on this slide. Also to note that they can complete the application, that fillable PDF application and mail it to MassHealth to our Charlestown office. So it's the MassHealth Enrollment Center Central Processing Unit. And that information will also be available on this slide. That application can also be faxed to MassHealth at 1-857-323-8300 number. Those are the two options and two ways for this application to be sent to MassHealth. Also, applicants or members can seek an enrollment assistance for support in completing this application. As noted earlier, please give the enrollment assistant a call before going to their office, as they may not be at their office location. Moving to slide 6, what are the MassHealth coverage protections during COVID-19? MassHealth will protect coverage for all individuals who have Medicaid coverage as of March 18, 2020, and for all individuals newly approved for coverage during the COVID-19 outbreak national emergency and through the end of the month in which such national emergency period ends, which means members will not lose coverage or have a decrease in benefits during this time and through the end of the month in which the emergency period ends. Moving on to slide 7, coverage will only end if the individual requests termination of eligibility, the individual is no longer a resident of the state, or the individual is deceased. For individuals who have received notices that their coverage is ending on or after March 18th, no change in coverage will occur and members don't need to send any paperwork. The system will find cases of which members experience a termination of benefits in this instance and will be reinstated in their benefits. Members will receive an approval notice informing them of their MassHealth coverage if they're getting a different coverage if they were eligible for increased benefits. For individuals that do not already have health care coverage and are seeking coverage, they can apply for MassHealth or the Health Connector. Now moving on to slide 8. This slide provides a screenshot of the MA Health Connector online system. So the online system that is, the questions are very similar to the ACA or actually identical to the ACA application. This is the portal for that application. Noted in this slide is a screenshot of the eligibility results page. There is a new banner message that was put up to help members and applicants understand their eligibility during this period. So the banner message reads, important message. The screen may not reflect the coverage protection in effect for all individuals who have MassHealth, Health Safety Net, and Children's Medical Security Plan coverage as of March 18, 2020, and for all individuals approved for coverage during the COVID-19 outbreak national emergency and for 1 month after the emergency period ends. Coverage will only end if an individual requests termination of eligibility, if they are no longer residents of the state, or if they are deceased. So that banner message does provide that alert to members and applicants. Moving on to slide 9, as I mentioned, the system will update to pick up those members. They made a change, reported a change, and the change resulted in a decrease in benefit or termination of benefits. The system will update nightly to retain a member in their previous coverage type. The members should go back to their online account to review their benefit if the eligibility in the eligibility summary page. MassHealth members that will be protected through this process will not receive an eligibility notice. Now moving on to MassHealth self-attestation for eligibility factors. This is an extension during the COVID-19 emergency. And moving on to slide 11, MassHealth will accept self-attestation during the COVID-19 outbreak national emergency and through the end of the month in which such national emergency period ends for verifications of residency, disability, income, assets, pregnancy, breast and cervical cancer diagnosis and or treatment, HIV status, relationship, and access to health insurance. So those are the eligibility factors that MassHealth will accept self-attestation for during the COVID-19 outbreak, national emergency. MassHealth will still use data matching to verify eligibility factors and requests for information or an RFI or a VC1 will be generated if we're unable to match information electronically. Self-attestation will only be accepted if we're unable to data match or if documentation is not readily accessible for an individual to submit. Regarding self-attestation or disability, moving to slide 12, applicants and members indicating they have an injury, illness, or disability may contact the Disability Evaluation Services to expedite the decision process. So DES will process disability self-attestations, and members can contact them at the following phone number. That's 833-517-0250. The TTY number is 866-693-1390. Just wanted to quickly note, we did send out a communication last night with the incorrect DES number, and the communication will be sent shortly with the corrected number that I just mentioned or read out. That's the 833-517-0250. Definitely be on the lookout for that communication. And moving on to slide 13, MassHealth cannot accept self-attestation during the COVID-19 outbreak, national emergency, and through the end of the month in which such national emergency period ends for verifications of citizenship and or immigration status. So those are the two verifications that MassHealth cannot accept during this time. So MassHealth provides all applicants and members a reasonable opportunity period to provide satisfactory documentary evidence of citizenship and identity or immigration status if our electronic data matches are unable to verify the applicant's citizenship or immigration status. Applicants or members who have made a good faith effort to resolve the inconsistencies or obtain verification of citizenship and identity or immigration status may receive a 90-day extension. Members and applicants must request that extension before the end of the RFI period. Now moving on to slide 14, clinical assessments. A self-attestation for clinical assessments necessary to establish eligibility will not be accepted at this time for the following programs: the Home and Community-Based Waiver Program, the Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, that's the PACE program, and Nursing Facility Care, that's for long-term care. So for those programs, we're not able to accept self-attestation for clinical assessments at this time. So how can an individual self-attest? On slide 15, you will be provided additional information. Individuals can self-attest eligibility factors through written attestation or provide a verbal attestation. For written attestation, a self-attestation form is available online off of the MassHealth website, specifically the MassHealth COVID-19 for members and applicants pages. Individuals are not required to use this form, though if they're not using this form, they must provide the following information to MassHealth: the member's name, the date, their signature, their Social Security number or MassHealth ID number, and the information that they are self-attesting to. So we do need that information from members or applicants if they will not be using the form that was created. for written self-attestation, that can be submitted via the mahealthconnector.org. There is the document upload feature in the portal for both members in the individual portal and for assisters in the assister portal. So applicants and members with access to the online accounts may upload written self-attestation by using the document upload feature. Documents should be uploaded under the drop-down MassHealth self-attestation form and retro eligibility request. So it's important that folks are using the specific drop-down for the self-attestation document. The written self-attestation can also be submitted to MassHealth via fax, so they should be sending it to our health insurance processing center at the following fax number, that's 857-323-8300, or it can be mailed to MassHealth at the MassHealth Insurance Processing Center in Taunton. The next slide, on slide 17, really depicts or is the screenshot of what the document upload or where document upload is found in the mahealthconnector.org account. And just as a reminder, this account is for those members that completed an ACA application. So this is an easy way for members and applicants to submit documents to MassHealth. Lastly, moving to slide 18, here is how members can self-attest, verbal self-attestation. They can call MassHealth customer service at 800-841-2900 to self-attest to the eligibility factors. So it's important to note, following the emergency period, individuals that self-attest will be requested to submit documentation to verify any eligibility factors that they self-attested to. So this is following the emergency period. Also, please be aware, we are experiencing extremely high call volumes right now for our main number. Our members are on hold much longer than we'd like, so we urge you and our members to try our online tools, mailing or faxing the self-attestation before calling us. Moving on to slide 19, I just wanted to let you know that there is a new notice insert in our mailing. So MassHealth notices have new COVID-19 insert, specifically providing resources, guidance, and informing individuals of the ability to provide self-attestation for certain eligibility factors. So as I mentioned earlier, this is really just to give those members additional information and resources. Moving on to slide 20, here I am going to give you information about the hospital-determined presumptive eligibility. So the extension during COVID-19 emergency, what are those extensions? So as you're aware, on slide 21 provides the program overview. The ACA, or the Affordable Care Act, allowed qualified hospitals to make presumptive eligibility determinations for certain individuals who appear to be eligible for Medicaid coverage. It provides individuals access or improves individuals access to MassHealth and necessary services by providing another channel to apply for coverage. This is a temporary benefit while it allows for immediate access to MassHealth coverage for eligible individuals. Coverage will be from the date of the HP determination to the end of the month the determination was made. This ensures the hospitals will be reimbursed for services provided and provides individuals with an opportunity to be connected to longer-term coverage options. Moving to slide 22, only individuals who are unable to complete a full ACA 3 application at the time they seek MassHealth coverage may apply for HPE. if MassHealth receives a full ACA 3 application and an HPE application for the same individual on the same day, only the full ACA 3 application will be processed. A reminder to HPE assisters or HPE CACs and assisters, please do support members in completing a full application as coverage after the expiration to maintain their coverage after the expiration of the HPE period. So it's really important that a full application is submitted for those members to retain MassHealth coverage. Moving on to slide 23, what is the extension during the COVID-19 emergency for HPE? So generally, MassHealth does not allow individuals to apply for HPE if they have been approved for MassHealth benefits through HPE within the past 12 months or enroll in MassHealth Standard, MassHealth Common Health, MassHealth Care Plus, or MassHealth Family Assistance within the previous 12 months. So we are temporarily suspending these restrictions. Moving to slide 24, MassHealth has further expanded HPE to remove the restrictions that an individual can only receive one HPE benefit every 12 months. This expansion will continue during the COVID-19 outbreak national emergency and through the end of the month in which such a national emergency period ends. Individuals can apply for HPE at a participating qualified hospital. HPE determinations cannot be appealed. Applicants who are not eligible for HPE benefits should complete the full ACA 3 application. Now moving to slide 25, here's an update on long-term care for those members who can't return home during a COVID-19 emergency. So MassHealth will extend eligibility if a member cannot be safely discharged due to COVID-19 or other concerns for the duration of the quarantine or until the member can safely return to the community. Although the member may no longer require a nursing facility level of care, the facility will be able to bill MassHealth, and nursing facilities will be working with our OLCSS program and the integration team. Moving to slide 28, here is the MassHealth premium update, so our hardship waivers. MassHealth will waive MassHealth premiums and or premium balances to allow members to reactivate coverage following a termination due to a non-payment of premiums for those who request a hardship waiver for the duration of the COVID-19 national emergency period and through the end of the month in which this emergency period ends. So members who are eligible to receive premium bills will continue to be billed. However, members will not be subject to non-payment of premium closures beginning on March 18 of 2020. Members whose benefits were ended for non-payment of premiums prior to March 18 should speak to the premium billing department to apply for a hardship waiver. Now moving to slide 29, appeals. The fair hearings during COVID-19 outbreak national emergency and through the end of the month in which such national emergency period ends, all appeals will be telephonic, and individuals will have up to 120 days instead of the standard 30 days to request a fair hearing for member eligibility-related concerns. As far as the process for requesting appeals, that still remains the same. They do need to contact the Board of Hearings, and information is available in their notices. Moving on to slide 30, MassHealth waives hospital copayments during COVID-19 emergency. So effective March 18, 2020, MassHealth has eliminated copayments on acute inpatient hospital stays for all members. Hospitals should no longer be charging copayments to any MassHealth member for an inpatient stay. Hospitals that have collected copayments on or after March 18 for MassHealth inpatient hospital stays should be refunded those amounts. This information came out recently in a bulletin. I will provide the web URL to where that bulletin information is available. So this is just a quick note that this information was just recently available. And lastly, wanted to remind assisters how assisters can help members and applicants during this time and the different designations or capabilities and responsibilities that authorizes them to support applicants and members. So assisters with a CDF or a CDF that's a CAC, a Certified Application Counselor, they've completed a CDF with each member that they're supporting. They don't have a PSI or an ARD. They can receive information from MassHealth Customer Service. However, they will not receive written notices for that member, and they may be able to make changes to existing cases when specifically instructed to do so by the applicant or member. Implies that the applicant or member is with the CAC during the call to give that one-time permission. So it's really important for assisters to remember that when they're calling MassHealth Customer Service, if they're looking to make a change to an existing case, MassHealth Customer Service will request that one-time permission from that member. Now, for navigators, a navigator designation provides them to receive information from MassHealth Customer Service. They can also get written notices as well as make changes to existing cases. So navigator designations are different than a CDF. For members that complete a PSI, that's the Permission to Share Information Authority, that allows the representative to receive information from MassHealth Customer Service as well as receive written notices. However, they cannot make changes to an existing case. So those that have permission, have a PSI for the member, cannot make changes to existing case. And lastly, for the authorized representative designation, that's the ARD authority. Representatives with an ARD for the member can receive information from MassHealth Customer Service, will also be able to receive written notices for that member and make changes to existing case. And lastly, wanted to give folks some tool and resources that's available online. A lot of it is for you as far as guidance on the MassHealth website, but I also wanted to share additional information that you may be able to provide the members or clients you're working with. Moving on to the next slide, here the Massachusetts 211 information, as you're aware, the 211 line is free, confidential, and it's available 24/7. There is a new graphic that's been developed by the state, and we're looking to have you help us distribute this widely and provide this to your clients, to members that you're working with. This is a great resource that's available to anyone in need of help during this COVID-19 pandemic. A variety of graphics are available for download on the website, including flyers for distribution via email. Graphics are currently available in English and Spanish. They are in the process of translating these graphics into additional language, so do check back on that website and call Mass 211 with general questions, and there's a live chat feature to chat with a representative. In addition to that, Massachusetts also stood up new COVID-19 resources. This web URL will be available on the slide, but wanted to let you know that there are a number of information or great information and resources off of this website. It provides information about COVID-19, daily updates, regulations and guidance, information about getting help, phone numbers for hotlines, how to get text updates, and much, much more from the state. The second website is the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. As they continue to respond aggressively to COVID-19 and keep our residents updated, here they provide a lot of information on COVID-19 and a lot of resources for you to be able to share with your clients. Also, COVID-MA is a text option. So it's 888-777. That's if you want to sign up for text alerts containing new information and announcements. Also, another resource is the Massachusetts Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. They've created a coronavirus visual tool to assist medical professionals and deaf and hard of hearing individuals communicate better during medical appointments. So this is a great tool, really for all individuals. We do provide a link off of that website, and there is the downloadable PDF off of the MTF website. And lastly, I wanted to just give you the web links for information and resources related to coronavirus for MassHealth applicants and members. We do have a lot of information on our website and FAQs, information on coverage for testing and treatment for all coverage types and health plans, information about coverage for telehealth services, about pharmacy, and as I mentioned, frequently asked questions. So please do go back to those websites as new information may be available, and those websites will be updated as information becomes available.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you again for all that you're doing to help your clients. I want to thank Kara for the presentation today, along with Denise Foley from MassHealth and Nikki Conti for joining us. Stay healthy and be well, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.